Today's gospel is once again when Jesus is hitting the deadliest of the deadly sins, the deadly sin of pride. And one form that pride can sometimes manifest is when we try to act in an external way, but interiorly, we're not having that way that we're actually following. That expression that comes from this particular gospel, practice what you preach. This expression, practice what you preach, comes from this particular gospel passage. Because what pride does is pride can cause someone to look good on the outside, but inside, it's quite the opposite. And that is what our Lord especially always hits. Jesus isn't concerned so much with the external. What Jesus is always concerned with is what's inside the human heart. That's why he goes so hard on the Pharisees and Sadducees, because of the ways that they focused on the externals, but not on the internal. And why he goes easy many times on tax collectors and other types of sinners, because while externally they don't look so great, he sees what's going on interiorly in their heart and how they're actually coming to a place of repentance, of desiring change and conversion and forgiveness of God in their lives. And so internally, they might actually look better than the heart of the tax collectors, of the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Jewish leadership. So we always want to say, Lord, help me. Help me to have that interior change. It's okay to have a good external change, but it should be matched always with the interior spiritual change as well. And especially during the Lenten season, if one identifies that sometimes one feels one struggles with the deadly sin of pride, the Litany of Humility is a very powerful prayer to help bring about that interior conversion. So if one's looking for one prayer to pray against pride, my counsel is praying the Litany of Humility. But just in general, if one asks God to help us to grow in humility, God most certainly will give us that opportunity. Also, an expression and manifestation of pride is not just when one goes kind of fishing for compliments, but also know that pride can manifest when one has difficulty accepting compliments. If you can't just say thank you and receive the compliment, the spirit of pride is operating in that moment. Sometimes we can offer a compliment and someone will respond with the words, oh, but I didn't do this as well, or etc. That is actually pride manifesting when someone can't receive a compliment. I always remember an example of humility in accepting compliments when our prior bishop, Bishop Gregory Amond, had his ad limina visit with St. Pope John Paul II. And how Bishop Amond had gone through all the ways that he thought St. Pope John Paul II was prophetic and a great saint, etc. And he said that St. Pope John Paul II's response to him was two words, thank you. But he said in those two words of thank you, he said there was such an inspiring sense of humility in them, because he received what had been given to him, but he did it in a spirit of humility. So we ask God to help us during this Lenten season that we may grow in humility, that we may resist and fight against the deadly sin of pride, and that we may seek that interior conversion, interior change, and to always seek that we will practice in our own lives what we preach to others.